When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, yeah! What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, youngest in charge movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan, and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Plenty to get to. Jam-packed show for you. The Commanders, the talk of the town across the National Football League. We had Washington Wizards Media Day yesterday. Plenty going on locally. Have a couple of guests stop by the program. Coming up 8:20, about Sean Saeed, the director of communications for Supersports.com, going to join us to take a deep dive into the analytics of this Washington Commanders offense and ask him, is this sustainable and just how good has Washington been here through the first month of the season on that side of the football? That's coming up at 8:20. And then, final hour of power, Washington Wizards first-round pick Bub Carrington. Going to join the program. Got the chance to catch up with him yesterday out at Washington Wizards Media Day, so we'll get to him before we get out of here. But like I said, man, I almost told Uptown Down when we started to get the damn chords going, because that's how I'm feeling right now. Are you kidding me? The burgundy and gold, the talk of the National Football League world after winning their third straight game on Sunday in Arizona in dominating fashion, 42-14, and then offensively, another clinic. I mean, an absolute clinic put on by Cliff Kingsbury, Jayden Daniels and company. 450 yards of total offense, 216 yards on the ground, 9 drives, 42 points, 29 first downs, 75% third down completion percentage or conversion percentage. They were hotter than Takis on Sunday. And it's been the story. It's been the story the past 2 weeks. I'm going to even say the past 3 weeks. What Washington is doing right now on the offensive side of the football is absolutely nuts. I'm not going to be the guy to come up here and try to downplay what's happening right now with the Commanders on offense. I have been a fan of this team for a long time. You know, I go by the youngest in charge movement. My first recollection of watching Commanders football was the Tampa Bay playoff game back in 05, in terms of me knowing what I was watching. I can't remember in all of my time rooting for this group, supporting this group, where we've seen the offense this dynamic. They are off to a historic pace on that side of the football. And it's honestly awesome to watch. Sixth in total yards, third in rushing yards, second in total first downs, third in points per game. I go back to 2015, 2016 with Jay Gruden. It's really the last time I watched the Commanders' offensive win. Whiff! They got some bad SOBs on that side of the football. The efficiency, the toughness, that Washington's exuding on that side of the football. And I don't want to be that guy. You know how I feel about this profession. We're like weathermen, right? It's the only profession where you can be wrong as hell, still keep your job, there's no consequences, we just move on to the next take. I've screamed to anyone who would listen, dating all the way back to July, what the offensive formula for this group was going to be. They have an identity now. It's exotic, smash-mouth football. And that's what we've seen here the past 3 weeks. What they are doing offensively is absolutely nuts. We'll get specific into the numbers as the show rolls on here, but make no mistake about it. This is a special group, and it starts with the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. He's given this franchise hope. He makes the coffee taste better in the morning. He makes it easier to get up. Your old lady don't bother you as much because Jaden Daniels is cooking. Everything in life is better because of this young man under center. And he's even got the national media starting to drink the Kool-Aid. Here is Shannon Sharpe and Damian Woody. What do the kids like to say? Glazing the Washington Commanders.
I absolutely right now would take Jaden Daniels over any other quarterback in that division. And I know there are a lot of veteran quarterbacks. Dak, Jalen Hurts. Oh, man, look here. Molly, I'll take you right now over Daniel Jones, okay, so that ain't saying nothing.
Over Daniel Jones.
Settle down.
What statement are you willing to make right this moment about Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC right now. I'm going to repeat again. Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC right now.
Cosign. I co-sign.
Right now.
I love it. People won't say it because he's a rookie.
80% of his passes.
I get it.
Who's playing better than Jaden Daniels in the NFC right now?
It's a good question. Who is playing better than Jaden Daniels right now in the NFC? It's tough. I'll say this. We all can agree, right? And I was listening earlier to Grant Danny, to B. Mitchell Philly, to the Junks. A lot of you out there, and I get on this group and this demographic of the fan base all the time. A lot of you all have what I like to call Scorn Lover Syndrome, SLS, from the acronym King. Scorn Lover Syndrome. The national hype, the national attention. Some of you all can't stand it. Some of you all view it as nothing but bad news. News flash, I'm here to tell you, it's been a long, long time since Washington has received this type of love nationally. And look, it's not just the hot take artists, right? I know Shannon Sharpe, Stephen A. Smith, Damian Woody, the whole crew over there at ESPN is interesting when it comes to some of their NFL analysis and their, you know, a flavor of the week type of station. But it's not just them taking notice. Power rankings all across the National Football League have taken notice to Washington. You go to ESPN's power ranking. Washington up 9 spots. Up 9 spots from last week to the 10th best team in the National Football League. NFL.com. NFL.com, the big stick, the network. 7th. They have the Commanders 7th in the entire National Football League. I know the first month has been euphoric. It's probably the best way I can describe it. I want a high that I never want to come down from. This feels right. And I speak for all of you out there in the younger demographic that hasn't got to bear witness to Theismann and Doug Williams and some of the, and Mark Rippon. I speak for us. This feels good. This is different. My big question mark now moving forward, because look, we can bask in the glory all we want. We can throw parades about the first month of the regular season. Bottom line is this. Is it sustainable? Is it sustainable? We got a real test coming up here the next 2 weeks. Cleveland, Baltimore. Two defenses that are like Rottweilers. Badasses. Gonna get after you. Can Washington continue to fight the good fight? But like I said, ESPN's got Washington as the 10th best team in the NFL. NFL.com has them ranked 7th in the NFL. CBSSports.com has them as the 8th best team in the NFL. Shout out to the 33rd team trying to keep us humble. They've got us as the 11th best team in the National Football League. What is happening right now is that the entire football world is starting to take notice. And this is what I warned you all of this summer after going out to training camp for a couple of weeks, after coming back from East Rutherford, from the joint practices against the Jets. This group is special. What's happening right now is special. They've got the right mix of people, from the front office to the coaching staff to the players in the locker room. And they've got a quarterback that instills confidence, that instills hope in the entirety of this organization. And I told you all called up here and you chastised me, you yelled at me, you told me I was a shock jock. I didn't know any better because I was crowning this group. I don't want to say I was crowning them. I said, man, I'm damn impressed after watching the first 2-3 weeks of training camp. You know why? This quarterback, this offense, looked like it had the chance to be special. They were pushing the ball vertically in camp. They were hitting the deep over routes to Zach Ertz. He was pushing the ball outside of the numbers. But what was the old narrative coming out of camp? What was the narrative coming out of camp? Well, it's against the same defense. He's not being game planned for it. He's getting used to what he's seeing on a day-in, day-out basis. Fine. But from day one with this kid, I continued to say the same thing. It's not about the 40 time with him. It's not about the ability to make you miss in a phone booth. It's not about deep ball accuracy and throwing with touch and anticipation. All those things are fine. The number one thing folks talk about when they critique this young man, they talk about Jaden Daniels, the man, first. And that, to me, is the reason him and this offense have been able to have success here early on. He's checking plays at the line of scrimmage. He's getting them into the right play more times than not. He's not putting the ball in harm's way. He's throwing with anticipation and timing. Why? Because he has a unique grasp of this offense. And right now, he's almost like a point guard out there surrounded by a bunch of shooters. I mean, he is dealing. He knows where it's going. He has a backup plan if that's covered. And he's not putting himself in harm's way. I love this. It's special. I know some of you get scared by the national media hype. It is deserved because of how special the quarterback and the offense have been. Point blank. They have earned this. See, the rubber was going to meet the road eventually, right? Because I'll be honest with you. When I first heard the first whispers and rumblings of, oh, he's getting to the facility at 5 o'clock every damn morning. I said, okay, what does it do for you? Is it just fluff? Is it just talk? Are we doing this because we want to like the guy? Or is this what he's actually made of? And quite clearly, this is who he is, and it's infectious. Throughout the rest of the roster, they believe there's a standard being set right now in Ashburn on what it means to be a Commander. I go back to the little things, and this was talked about ad nauseum last week, and I'm glad everyone brought it up because it shows and signals a change. Coming off of a short week, you could have went from Cincinnati back to D.C., but they decide to make the trip to Arizona early. They're down there in Tempe all week long. They're bonding with each other. They're grinding the tape, trying to put a game plan together to get to 3-1, and they did it. And I know a lot of you last week were like, okay, we know what Arizona's been. We know what Kyler Murray and the offense have done this year. Can Washington get enough stops? Well, guess what? The defense showed up on Sunday as well. It was a special, special moment. It was. If I would have told you back in August that through the first quarter of the season, the Washington Commanders would lead the NFC East, you'd tell me I was a homer. You'd tell me I was jocking them. You'd tell me I'm biased. That's the reality right now. Through the first month of the season, not only is Washington leading the NFC East, you take a look around the division. You look at Philadelphia. You look at Dallas. You look at the Giants. You can't tell me that either of those three teams put fear in your heart. And I'm one of the biggest backers of the Eagles in this market. They spent a lot of money this offseason investing in their roster. But to this point, they haven't got the return on their investment. The time is now if you're Washington. We'll get to the Devontae Adams stuff as the show rolls on here. But the time is now for Washington. Put your foot on the gas. Because let's be real. While the national media is hyping you up and telling you how your crap don't stink and how good you are, see, time is going to be the ultimate test. Time is going to tell just how good this group is. Because for all the excitement that I have for Washington on the offensive side of the football, defensively, I don't trust them. That's the best way I can put it. I simply don't trust Washington. I don't. And I know Sunday was a step in the right direction. I know they were marketably better against a pretty damn good Arizona offense. I get that. But you got to show me. Make me a believer. I believe in the offense. The defense I'm still on the fence with. But like I said, time is going to be the ultimate decider relative to what this group is. Your next 2 weeks, I think, tell a whole hell of a lot about you. See, some folks are going to watch Cleveland and what they've been this year and try and overlook the Browns and think that that's some game Washington should run away with. Cleveland has one of the best offensive lines and defensive lines in the National Football League. Now, up front, their offensive line battered by injury right now. That is going to be ultimately what their shortcoming is. Jedrick Wills, David Njoku, Jack Conklin, those guys are on the shelf. Key pieces to what they want to do. If they are healthy, I have concerns about if Washington can stop Cleveland on the ground. But don't tell that to the folks in the national media, right? The national media right now feels like Washington is the best thing since sliced bread. And you know what? They deserve it. The way that they've played here in the first month, the way that they have exceeded my expectations, they deserve it. They deserve it. I came out on the record, D-City Smokehouse, I'll never forget it, our scheduled release show right here on 106.7 The Fan. I predicted a 9-8 team, a 10-7 team, if everything goes well, after the first month of the season. Was I crazy? Or was I speaking the truth? 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Plenty more to get to here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour about Sean Saeed. Supersports.com going to join the program to jump into the analytics on the 3-1 Washington Commanders. We'll be joined by Wizards rookie Bub Carrington as well. When we come back, though, I mentioned Damian Woody, Shannon Sharp. They think Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the entire damn conference. ESPN thinks Washington is the 10th best team in the National Football League. NFL.com thinks they're the 7th best team in the National Football League. Are the Washington Commanders as good as the national media says they are? We'll dive into that next here on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
That is Terry McLaurin scoring on Sunday to help the Commanders improve to 3-1. For the first month of the NFL season, you're tapped into overtime right here on 106.7 The Fan. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. Programming note coming up about 8:20 of how Sean Saeed, Sumersports.com, will get analytical with Sean as we take a deep dive into the numbers on the Commanders' offense and then some of the woes that Washington is having on defense. That's at 8:20, 9:20. Wizards first-round rookie, Baltimore Bub Carrington, going to join the show. Got to catch up with him yesterday out at Washington Wizards Media Day. But phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Are the Commanders as good as the national media says they are? Told you before the break, ESPN's got Washington ranked 10th in their power rankings. NFL Network has the Commanders ranked 7th in their power rankings. CBSSports.com, 8th. In their power rankings, are the Commanders as good as the national media says they are? Offensively, without a shadow of a doubt, offensively, you bet your ass they are. Third in points per game. Fourth in yards per play. Best team in the NFL when it comes to converting on third downs. Fewest turnovers in the National Football League. Your quarterback has the highest completion percentage in the National Football League. But the thing I want to get into and the thing I want to touch on is why Washington has been so good and been so efficient on the offensive side of the football. It all starts with Jaden Daniels, clearly. He is changing how teams defend Washington because of his ability to use his legs. And we've seen it throughout each of the first 4 weeks, there are various different ways Jaden can hurt you with his legs. In week one against Tampa, it was slicing and dicing you for big-time gains. Finished with 88 yards rushing. Against the Giants, against the Bengals, against AZ on Sunday, picking up key first downs and then keeping his eyes downfield while escaping the pocket. He's been dangerous. But I said it. You can put it on a T-shirt. You can put it as your license plate. Exotic Smash Mouth football. That is what Washington is participating in right now. They're running the hell out of the ball. And the five guys up front deserve a ton of credit. The tight ends blocking downfield. The receivers blocking downfield deserve a ton of credit. But the offensive success, I would say, is sustainable. And it's real. This is, without a shadow of a doubt, the best offense in the NFL right now. They are. And they're doing it a multitude of different ways. Cliff Kingsbury, when he was first hired, there was a lot of eyebrows raised, a lot of scrutiny being dished out towards his direction. Can Cliff set Jaden Daniels up for success? Can Cliff get the most out of an offensive skill group? Let's just keep it at that out here. Doesn't have much talent. I still feel that way. Yeah, you're getting a lot out of Alameda Zacchaeus. Yeah, you got a lot out of Jeremy McNichols. But it's the scheme, it's the system, in my opinion, that's setting these dudes up for success. The versatility that they have in their run game. This is why I call it exotic Smash Mouth football. Because it's not like they're just lining up and running power all day long. It's not like they're lining up and just running duo all day long. They're running out of the pistol. They're running from under center. They're running from the gun. They're running zone. They're running man stuff. They got all the eye candy you want with the jet motion. You got to account for the quarterback. The screen game has been excellent. We've seen a throwback pass already to this point. What they are doing offensively, I dub it exotic Smash Mouth football. Sunday, you average 6 yards a pop on 30-plus carries. You know how hard that is to just whip ass all game long for four straight quarters? Sam Cosmi, Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biadasz, literally moving people out of the way ad nauseum. It was easy. Now, granted, Arizona defensively, not the best unit. 27th in the NFL in pressure rate. Not a lot of household names on that side of the football. But a respectable defensive coordinator, or defensive play caller rather, in Jonathan Gannon, to where I had some concern about Washington offensively. I said it on the pregame show Sunday. I said if Jaden Daniels and this offense hits the ground running, it'll show a tremendous amount of growth for Jaden from week one to week four. Because Arizona sent the wacky pressures that you saw Tampa Bay send in week one. They tried to disguise coverage. And although he wasn't perfect, Jaden Daniels did a damn good job slicing and dicing that Cardinals defense. And I think it's real. I think their success on offense is something that is completely sustainable. Now, when it comes to the national media and all the love that they're getting, when you're sixth in the NFL in explosive plays, when you're third in rushing yards, third in points per game, you deserve a little bit of love. But the question I have is, are the Commanders as good as the national media says they are? Because I'll be real. To play devil's advocate here, one could make the argument that the last 2 weeks, you whipped up on two of the poorest defenses in the National Football League. And if you want to make that argument, more power to you. I counter it by saying this. Doesn't matter who the opponent is. When you are as efficient as Washington has been offensively, you're going to beat anybody. It starts with the quarterback. But to me, it really starts with this running attack. And I don't even want to say it's just the running attack. The bottom line is this. Washington's number one in the NFL on third down because of their first and second down success. It's all about moving the chains for Washington. They're putting together some demoralizing drives, ladies and gentlemen. Like, do you know how much it sucks to be on the opposite end, on the wrong end of a 16-play, 6-minute, 30-second drive? How demoralizing that is. Washington marched 96 yards on Sunday on a drive, eating up clock, punching Arizona in the mouth. There is a physicality that this group is playing with. It gets me to lose my train of thought. It gets me to take a breath because, damn, This is what it looks like to be the bully. This is what it looks like to have teams fear playing you. They talk about physical play style, arriving violently, setting a standard for what it means to be a commander. Sunday, you saw it. 13 plays, 93 yards. They eat up 7 minutes and 21 seconds of clock. Now, demoralizing that is to just get your ass whipped up and down your own damn home field. That's the type of bully ball Washington's playing, and it's setting up their finesse game. It's setting up the play action stuff. It's setting up the deep shots. See, teams are Washington screening, running screens, or running the football on first down at the highest rate we've seen in the last 10, 15 years. Teams are going to react to it. You've had a month of tape out there. Teams are going to start biting up, playing the underneath stuff harder, and guess what? You can't take two guys. You can't have two guys playing back deep at safety because Washington will run the hell out of the football. As soon as you commit an extra defender to the box to stop the run, as soon as you bite up as defensive backs to try and cheat on their quick passing game and their screen game, right over your head the football should go. They're a juggernaut right now on the offensive side of the football. But the question is, are they as good as the national media says they are? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Eric is in Silver Spring. What's going on, Eric?
Gentlemen, just you by yourself. But, hey, I just wanted to say, man, this one you know, man, this one I'm starting to believe in. I've always believed in this team, okay? But this year, we're letting teams score first, and we coming right back and punching them in their mouth. Like, we're counterpunching teams. And then we're counterpunching them, and then we're working the body, and then we're knocking them out. It's sweet science to this right now, what's going on. And then anytime you start seeing the national media start getting up on the little board and pointing out our blockers. I mean, even though, granted, Mark Schlereth was calling the game ex-Redskin, it was good to see that they're showing our blockers are like they're having fun out there. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is down. Jaden Daniels isn't getting touched. And what else? I'm trying to hurry up before you cut me off.
But
it's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like I've always worn my gear, but now I'm wearing it, and people, you know,
they ain't laughing at you no more, Eric. That's what it is.
They're not. You know, they're not asking what team is that. They're saying, hey, y'all played a good game. But I'm not gonna be the guy to out-ski my skis right now with this team. I know now you gotta relax. It's good right now. You know what I'm saying? When was the last time I can't remember the last time I saw a game where they showed our head coach on the sidelines. and you know what I'm saying? Like, they're showing our offensive coordinator. Like, they never showed our offensive coordinator with Rivera's regime. They never showed up there up in the booth. And, you know, Klingsbury's down on the field. But I want to ask you, first of all, great games by McNichols. Think about it. Eckler, and McNichols comes in and has 2 touchdowns. Like, everybody is just on the band. Everybody's just rolling right now. Terry's smiling more. His shape up is getting more rounder. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
hey, Eric, I appreciate you, brother. Hey, Terry going to get you for that. That's funny. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Washington getting a ton of national media attention. Are they as good as the national media says they are? John in Herndon wants to tap in. What's going on, John?
Hi. I think they are as good as the national media is saying, but I want to add to everything you've said. I've agreed that, you know, Jaden Daniels and the offensive unit are top drawer. But I want to go back to what's my theme for the last 9 months. This ownership group, this management team, I have complete faith in them. Where in the Dan Snyder world, who had any faith in anything?
Yeah.
You know, they've got good personnel selection. They made sure that Jaden was their man no matter what Caleb supporters wanted. And I just think that the scheme of our offensive coordinator and what's happening with, you know, the people that they've brought on 1-year contracts, we've got 2 great leaders and linebacker. I think we deserve it. I think the team deserves it, this ranking.
John, I appreciate you as always, John. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. ESPN Power Rankings have the Commanders as the 10th best team in the National Football League. CBSSports.com Power Rankings have the Commanders as the 8th best team in the National Football League. NFL.com has them 7th. their offense off to a historic start to start the season. The question is, though, are the Commanders as good as the national media says they are? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls on that. Plus, I'll tell you why the Commanders' defense, they worry me when it comes to how the national media is talking about this group. Your calls next. Just getting rolling here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. We're hitting the phones hard. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The Washington Commanders, don't look now, ladies and gentlemen, are the flavor of the National Football League. You can't turn on ESPN, NFL Network, Fox Sports 1. You can't turn on any major sports station without seeing the burgundy and gold. Well-deserved, I might add. Three consecutive wins. Offensively, you're off to a historic pace right now. Your quarterback looks like the real deal. And then here's the thing to me. I love me some Jaden Daniels as much as the next guy does. But to me, the best teams in the National Football League have an identity. And I think Washington, over the past 3 weeks, has established an offensive identity. It's exotic, smash-mouth football. Didn't see it so much against Cincinnati, but the running game for Washington is huge. And it's not just about the running game. The bigger story to me is that week in, week out, there's a reason, right, that they're number one in the National Football League when it comes to converting third downs. They're staying ahead of the chains. Whether that's by the screen game, whether that's by the quick passing game, whether that's by the rushing attack, they're finding a way week in, week out to stay ahead of the chains. And then here's the other key, not having negative plays. Cliff Kingsbury talked about it after the Bengals win. The big difference from New York to Cincinnati against the Giants, Washington had 21 negative plays. It's a lot. Against the Bengals, cut down to just 4. And it was even fewer against Arizona. So that's the key with this group. And the reason I call it exotic smash-mouth football, because it's not like they're just running power and trap all day long. You've seen them run out of the shotgun, out of the pistol, from under center, jet sweep action, read option stuff, RPO stuff. They're multiple with their personnel groupings and their run game schematics. So shout out to Cliff Kingsbury and the entire offensive coaching staff. The big question is, though, is Washington as good as the national media says they are? ESPN's got them ranked 10th. NFL.com, 7th. CBSSports.com, 8th. Are they as good as the national media says they are? Offensively, I think they are. But on defense, when it comes to being a top 10 team, I don't know if Washington's good enough defensively to be a top 10 team. When you're 27th in yards allowed, 31st in rush yards per attempt. It's hard for me to look at you as one of the big dogs in the National Football League. But I do like the direction this group is trending in. To call them top 7 like NFL.com did, I don't know if I can go that far. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Lou out in D.C., is the national media, or is the Commanders rather, as good as the national media says they are?
Hey, what's up, Big L, man? I gotta say, I gotta keep it real. You know I don't buy into this, man. They're gonna spit us back out next week as soon as we lose one game, just like they did to Buffalo Bills, man. I saw everything this morning, so I'm not buying to that. I'm more focused on, just like you, the defensive side of the ball. We need to address some ASAP. In order for us to be a contender, the offense, what they're doing is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And especially, I've been down on that O-line since the get-go, since what they draft on, you know, on that draft night when they addressed with the D-line and they went back and drafted a cornerback instead of addressing with an O-line, what I thought they should have done. But they did get Brandon, but, I mean, he's playing lights out too. So shout out to the entire O-line, man. So I'm just saying, so I just want him to address that D-line just like you. That's my concern. You know, a cornerback would be a plus. And, you know, I think the defensive end, they're coming alone. After what they did at Arizona on Sunday, I think if they could repeat that on Sunday again against the Browns and Baltimore and, you know, these other teams coming up, man, we're going to be all right, man. I have a good feeling. I think we're going in the right direction, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Lou, appreciate you as always, Lou. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Lou brings up the point that I want to continue to hit on here in the 7 o'clock hour. You can be as enamored by Washington's offense as you want. They have major problems on the defensive side of the football, and the numbers are not pretty. The numbers, I don't even think, tell the full story. Washington defensively, 27th in yards allowed, 31st in rush yards per attempt allowed, 22nd in passing yards allowed. And it feels like this group doesn't do anything well. And it's hard. You see, I paused and hesitated there to try to put my finger on it. It just doesn't feel like Washington does anything well defensively. It just doesn't. Now, I'll say this. Offensively, they should be getting all the praise that they're getting. But when I hear Shannon Sharp, Stephen A. Smith, and Colin Cowherd, and Peter Schrager talk about this football team, they never talk about the defense. That's a part of this team as well. Yeah, you held Arizona to 14 points. But the week before, Cincinnati marched the football up and down the field. The week before that, the Giants ran the ball down your throat. The week before that, Tampa Bay gave you two black eyes. Washington's got to toughen up on the defensive side of the football. Now, I will say this. They're getting better on defense. It may be marginal improvement, but they are improving each and every week. But my question is this. You got the Cleveland Browns coming up, a team that is desperate, starving to get things turned around on offense. Is Deshaun Watson going to have his get-right game against Washington the same way he did a few seasons ago? I'll never forget it. Washington was on the doorstep of punching their ticket to the playoffs. All they had to do was beat Cleveland. And Deshaun Watson hopped out the casket, what I'm calling it, and walked the football up and down the field that Sunday. Will we see that this weekend? That's my big question. That's why I don't think Washington is as good as the national media says they are. If I had to power rank Washington, I'd say they're about the 12th or 13th best team in the NFL. There are 14 teams that make the playoffs, people, so it ain't like I'm smacking them in the face. I'm not trying to disrespect them. I'm trying to keep it real. See what I'm saying? I'm one of the only people in this market that since July has said, yeah, if everything goes well, this is a 9-10-win football team, because I believed in the quarterback. And I know what it's like to watch a guy galvanize a locker room. He makes everybody better. The equipment managers wash the damn clothes better. The cooks fry the steaks better. See what I'm saying? It's contagious, the type of energy that he brings into that building, and I thought he would give them a shot. Now that I'm looking at it, I hope Jaden Daniels can play some defense because they need it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Is Washington as good as the national media says they are? Kevin, out in Arlington. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, Linnell. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I share many of your reservations, but let me set it up this way. First of all, you're only as good as how healthy your roster is.
For sure.
Right now, we've been very fortunate in that regard and hope that continues. Austin Eckler's injury notwithstanding, but, you know, McNichols put on the Eckler cape, and that was incredible. But, you know, the expression defense travels, well, now you hit it with you were talking about this exotic game that we run offensively. I like to refer to it as the ground and gun game.
Ground and gun, I like that.
We can pound it on the ground, and we can cut your heart out with the gun that Daniels has and with all the, you know, different players we have. The way this offense doesn't, you know, have to feed one guy. I mean, it's one reason why, you know, Adams just wouldn't work here, you know, in my opinion. No matter how good he is, I just feel like this is an unselfish group, and it's a physical group. And that's the thing that stands out to me is the physicality. And you see it on offense, and you see it on special teams especially. Now, we haven't really seen it yet on defense all that much. And I'll put it this way on defense. They're flying around. There's good energy, but they're out of position. Or in the run game, they're not sticking to their gap control. So we have to see major changes there. But the last thing I'll say is if you look around the league, let's just look at the NFC. Three powers, the Niners, the Cowboys, and the Eagles, they're banged up. It ain't what they used to be. Now, that could change. But the thing is wide open. I mean, to me, I'm looking around the league and sticking in the NFC. You got to like that Tampa team. We saw it in the opener. Yes. Granted, we're a lot better.
They're
the
real.
But that team, to me, you know, is the one deserving of top five place. But you said 14 teams, what is it, each conference, 14 teams?
14 make the playoffs. So
right.
I think they're about the 13th best team. 13th, 14th best.
Maybe. But if, again, I go back to health, and especially the health of the quarterback. But if we maintain health, I think we can continue to mask some of the deficiencies. We certainly, I don't know if we'll ever get over our coverage deficiencies at corner.
Yeah.
But we have talent. We have good coaches. We have energetic guys flying around. Let's see how they do. But I just feel like this is the first team I've seen since the 2005 Jackson Gibbs 2.0 team that had a shot at 11 games.
Wow. They strong 10, stuff.
But that's what I see.
Strong
that
stuff.
That doesn't mean we're a top 10 team.
Strong stuff, Kevin. I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Are the Washington Commanders as good as the national media says they are? I have my reservations because of the defense. Highest power ranking has the Commanders as the 7th best team in the National Football League. I put them somewhere in that 12-14 range. But as we know, that could always change, right? You got Cleveland coming up. I think the big litmus test is coming. Not this week. You should be able to handle Cleveland. But when you got to go against Baltimore 2 weeks from now, that is going to tell a whole lot about how physical you are, about if your toughness, your energy. You will see if it's real against Baltimore. Because I tell you what, there have been a bunch of names cycled through Baltimore since the start of the 2000s, each and every year. You can put them in the badass category. They hit. They run the football. They're disciplined. They are the gold standard in the National Football League and maybe in pro sports, man. No group has been as consistent as the Ravens. How do you go up against that group in 2 weeks? That'll tell me, or give me a better idea, rather, of how good you are. Royce is out in Chantilly. What's going on, Royce?
Hey, Lamell. Thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciate it. But I want to start off by saying I'm just so glad that I don't have to play Madden franchise mode just to know what it's like to win. So I am so happy to see what I'm seeing right now, man.
Hey, it's just awesome. Royce, speaking of Madden, bro, what's up with my man Jaden's rating, bro? My man's
a
75 overall. It's so disrespectful.
Listen, I'll give him one more week. They update this thing weekly, so we better see next week, man. They better put some respect
on
that.
What you feeling, Rose? I'm feeling 80 at least. Can I get to 80? That's
I'm
all
at least
I'm
getting
for.
80. Maybe you can get cheeky, go to 81 maybe.
You know
I'm looking
saying?
At an 81. Yeah, give him speed. Get a little bit more of a speed boost, I would say.
For
because
sure.
He looks like he's picking up some speed.
For sure.
But anyway, so yeah, the team is good. I was like you said earlier with the defense. I just wanted to see how competent they looked against Arizona. They passed with flying colors. I mean, they sacked him 4 times. So they were getting to Kyler Murray, who we know is like shifty, but they were able to hold him down and keep him grounded. And so with that, I mean, also now, like say you're 4-2 and then the trade deadline only like 4 weeks away. Now
right.
That starts getting more interesting to see if they do anything then. So yeah, just everything. I mean, the upside, I mean, I'm finally like enjoying football now for once. Like, I mean, to a point where I'm doing so bad in fantasy right now that I don't care because my team is doing so well out there.
I feel
so. I mean, it's yeah. So my team, they are good. They are competitive. The Ravens obviously will be a true test to them. They'll be fine against Cleveland because Deshaun just sucks. I mean, we'll be fine next
They're
week.
Bad.
But
the one thing that worries me about Cleveland is if they put their mind to it, they can run the football. And if you give them balance offensively and you don't put it all on Deshaun, then I think they get dangerous.
Yeah, but I mean, if it was Nick Chubb, then I would be worried.
Right,
but Jerome
for sure.
Ford's like,
yeah.
So
for
we'll
sure.
see. But I mean, but the only thing I would worry about is that secondary, because Newsom and Denzel Ward, man, they're no scrubs. They're legit. So I would just probably focus on that and try to see if you could beat those two.
For
but
sure.
Like I said, man, I'm just pumped. I'm excited. I'm finally, like I said, enjoying football, man. Just enjoying my team instead of, you know, trying to see how this guy's doing over there or how that guy's doing over there. I'm just enjoying my team,
sure.
my quarterback, my running game, my defense, sitting in top. I can't wait till we play Philly now against that trash defense. I cannot wait. Skies are clear, man. Future's looking bright. I'm just looking forward to it, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you, man. As always, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Are the Commanders as good as the national media says they are? Kendall out in Temple Hills. What's going on, Kendall?
Hey, what's up, Lundell?
What's going on,
man? I don't know if you checked this out. The Athletic.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I didn't even say that. What's the Athletic got him at?
The sixth.
Good
they
Lord!
Got him in sixth.
Hold the hell on.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
Ben Standing, if you're out there listening somewhere, talk to your people. Ain't no damn way. And I love this group as much as the next man does. Ain't no damn way you gonna tell me with this defense, this is the sixth best team in the NFL. I can't buy it. Now, Kendall, I don't know how long you've been listening. I'll give them 12 to 14,
right.
But six?
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop.
That's reasonable.
You can't stop the common cold.
That's reasonable. However,
yeah,
the offense, because the offense dominates so much, the defense has to do way less
for sure
than what they normally would do, and that's why if you say in defense, they scored 14 points last
that's
week
true.
With two takeaways. That's mission accomplished right there. But we're in the prison of the moment right now. We're the hottest thing going, so that's the reason why we got those rankings. Are we as good as that? Well, the offense is.
For sure.
I've been looking at stuff about the team all day on YouTube. Different stuff that's been on ESPN. And
hey, look,
this one
and
is
Kendall,
doing this break.
Kendall, soak it up, brother, because I tell you what, let them stumble against Cleveland on Sunday. It's all over with. They'll go right
you
back to forgetting about us. But I don't think that'll be the case, though. I have confidence
I don't either.
Going into Sunday.
I don't either. One breakdown, one thing that Swaggoo, and what's my guy, I can't think of his name. He used to be a quarterback. But
Orlovsky.
They were looking at the he was on ESPN, a skinny guy. He's always on
Orlovsky.
First Take.
Dan Orlovsky.
So they were breaking down the tape, and they really went through the drive that ended with Terry McLaurin in the end zone. And the things that they showed, we were in the same personnel but different formations. And we had
right.
them, and you could see this in real time, that the defense was all over the place.
For sure.
But they had the defense so shook up. You had linebackers on receivers. So this offense, man, what Kingsbury is doing is crazy. And so you got a real test this week with Cleveland. That's a real defense. We haven't played a real defense yet. However, that's the good thing about Jaden, because you mentioned earlier that we're staying in manageable, third in manageable, or second in manageable,
yeah.
whatever. But even in the rare occasion that we are behind the numbers, like, for instance, when we get a penalty or two penalties back-to-back,
right.
Jaden is like the human first down. So even when we're in third and long, third and 14, third and 15, third and 20, he's picking this up. So I think that I'm not really worried about that defense all that much. Here's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Their cornerbacks are good, but Jaden is not going to go after their quarterbacks. It's not about the cornerbacks. It's about the entire defense and manipulating the defense to do what you want it to do,
right.
which they have proven, at least in four games, that they are very good at. So so when you couple that with the fact that Cleveland doesn't have an offense really at this point,
yeah.
I'm not worried about them. I am worried about the Ravens, and
I'm prepared
to take that loss.
Well, look, Kendall, look, don't be scared of Baltimore. It's going to be a heavyweight fight. You'll find out exactly how good this group is two Sundays.
Bring it on.
I appreciate the call
indeed.
As always, brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Will in Springfield before we take a timeout. What's going on, Will?
Lanell, how you doing, man? Love the show, man.
Appreciate you.
You always bring me home. You always bring me home in the evenings, man.
Yes,
I appreciate
sir.
That.
Yes, sir.
So I would love to tell you this, man. We're finally playing chess, man. We ain't playing checkers anymore. You know what I mean?
For sure.
We're finally doing that, you know what I mean? With Rivera, we always used to playing checkers, you know what I mean? Now we're finally playing chess and the people don't know how to act. Me including me.
I'm about to say, you know what I mean?
I used to play checkers too. You know what I mean? I ain't used to watching this chess game matches, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
I love it. I'm finally get to see, you know, our offensive coordinators looking on the other side against their defensive coordinator, and we're actually doing something. I love it.
Well, the one thing I would say, man, as good as the offense has been, as great as this ride has been over the last 3 weeks, I think it's sustainable, but I want people to understand and recognize why this is happening. Jaden is creating a numbers mismatch in the running game, and it's caused the holes to be a little bit wider. The backside defenders can't haul ass downfield and try to chase plays backside because you got to respect the quarterback pulling it. It all starts with him, but the interior three on this offensive line, Nick Allegretti, Sam Cosmi, Tyler Biadasz have done a tremendous job. And then on good running teams, on teams that create explosive plays, and Washington right now tied for sixth in the explosive play department, wide receivers, tight ends, both blocking downfield, Will. And that, to me, it's been a group effort. As much credit as Jaden's going to get.
We're finally playing chess.
For sure.
We're finally playing chess. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I love it.
Will,
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call, my brother.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Keep bringing up the defense here. We'll go full scale into this Commanders defense coming up next. Last weekend, they held the Arizona Cardinals to just 14 points, and it's got folks feeling like the turnaround is now. Do you buy last weekend's defensive performance from Washington? I'll give you my thoughts next on the Fan. One 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. I got Todd Hungerford tweets at me and says, "Is the NFL turning into an offense only league like the NBA? Is this why the national view seems odd to us as to where the team is? We know the importance of stopping the other team. Defense has to carry the team at times, even during great seasons." I think that's a really interesting point. I think if this was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and Washington had these numbers defensively and offensively, I don't know if they would be viewed as a top six team in the NFL like the Athletic views them. But offense is so important in today's day and age. And they've got the quarterback, and they've got the new front office and the new head coach and the new ownership group. It just feels right. It just does. The football gods are on our side, I will say that. We have went through a lot of struggle and despair, and it's been brutal to be a Washington fan over the past 30 years. Now you have an answer at quarterback. You're off to a historic start offensively with this quarterback, and the rest of the world is starting to take notice. They're starting to take notice. My big question is this. As good as they've been offensively, and we've read you out all the numbers, right? Jaden Daniels, in terms of, you know, passer rating, third in the NFL, completion percentage, best in the NFL, time to throw. He's got the quickest release in the National Football League. In terms of those metrics, he's crushing it. He's crushing it. The completion percentage through four games is the best ever. The best ever, right? Offensively, they're getting it done. They're running the football. They're not turning it over. They're number one on third down. They're third in points per game. Offensively, they are legitimately a top five group in the NFL. I said they were the best offense in the NFL earlier. I'm excited, just like you all are. I don't know if they're the best offense in the NFL, but from a metric standpoint, from the number standpoint, you bet your ass they're the best offense in the NFL. But obviously, when you look at on paper, they're not. But the game's not played on paper. Through the first 4 weeks, I'm going to stand on it. They have been the best offense in the NFL. From an efficiency standpoint, from a balance standpoint, not turning it over, converting third down, staying ahead of the chains. They're doing everything you want to do offensively. They're multiple with their personnel packages. They're a hard group to stop. The big question when it comes to how we should view them compared to the rest of the National Football League, that to me has everything to do with the other side of the football. This Commanders defense. And the love story, I would call it, between Commanders fans and the defense is one that's taken a turn here. Once again, this past week, they gave up 14 points against an Arizona offense that is more than capable than putting up points. They were without their, you know, Pro Bowl star-studded tight end, Trey McBride. So they weren't at full strength, but Washington was without Austin Eckler, who's been our best offensive weapon. But you get what I'm saying here. They stymied an offense that wasn't at 100%. They got to a quarterback in Kyler Murray who has been so mobile and is so hard to get down. And they shut down a rookie wide receiver that has been on one to start the year. He's leading the league in touchdown receptions. Talking about Marvin Harrison. So for them to do that, it was impressive. But my question is, was the defensive performance sustainable? See, I came into the offseason, going into camp, I thought, man, this defense would be badass. Front four is going to get pressure. Frankie Louvu is going to get pressure. Deron and Payne are going to wreak havoc. I mean, Deron and John, rather, are going to wreak havoc. We finally got linebackers. The safety group was interesting. But it's been all bark, no bite through the first month of the season. And I get how last week looked. So don't try to tell me, well, no, they sacked Kyler four times. I care nothing about that. It's one week. And they still had major problems stopping the run. That's my issue. That's the number one core principle of any defense, is being able to stop the run. And Washington can't do that. We're up against the clock. We'll take a timeout. We'll give you a chance to get back on the phones. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Washington held the Cardinals last week to 14 points. The Athletic has them ranked as the sixth best team in the NFL. Two-parter for you. Are the Commanders as good as the national media says they are? And do you buy last week's defensive turnaround? 8 o'clock hour, coming up next on The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.